Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you're at. Graham here with my daily vlog and podcast. So it's great to have you here. How's your day going? What are you up to, guys? Today is Thursday, November the 5th. Remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot for my British friends up there. And good. This is my not very spiritual broadcast where I just ramble on about updates and what's going on in my life and the world and things like that. So how has your week been? It's been an interesting week. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, may you live in interesting times. And this has been an interesting week. The elections are really, really interesting. You know, it's funny in a way that it's people get so sensitive about this. It's like so embedded in the subject that at times, I think it's a sad thing. You can't even talk about things or question things without people getting really riled up. But I would say, especially if you're a Christian, you know, we shouldn't be that way. We should live above these things. It's good to have strongly felt beliefs. But whenever we begin to attack somebody else because they don't agree with us, we are not wrong. We're not right. We've lost truth. So yeah. What's going on with the elections here? Who knows? The Lord knows. And you know, I think we should just let this thing play out. You know, I believe in justice. Justice is never perfect, but it's the only game in town. And for those who feel there's been some skullduggery or whatever with the elections, yeah, you could be right. What I would say is let the votes be counted, let the legal, you know, procedures play out, let it go to the Supreme Court if it needs to, and, you know, just possess your soul in patience, and we should just be praying and be good examples of grace under pressure in this cycle, and again love and bless those who may not agree with you. So that's where I am with that. And good. I'm also you know, I'm actually interested. It's funny, I feel like there's many people who can't even have the conversation, but I'm interested in, you know, when people prophesy and say this is going to happen or that's going to happen, I like those things. I go, yeah, I believe in that, but I also want to know, so at what point would we question that if it wasn't happening? And I don't think it's wrong to ask the question. Let me say this, whenever you're not allowed to ask honest questions, you're living in a dictatorship, that's fascism. So it's really great with all the stuff that we can ask, hey, what are the procedures? What are the questions? And God is really interested in truth. And I believe he's interested in maturity. I believe he's interested in the church, you know, being an example in this day and in this hour. So let's pray and let's be the best version of ourselves as well. Hey, let me just touch on another thing as well. I don't know the details. I don't want to, but, you know, there's probably one of the most well-known pastors, especially one touching young people, young adults here in America, who was, you know, stepped down, removed from ministry for moral failure just yesterday. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I became a believer in my early teens. I was 14, I guess, and was passionate about God. I was in full-time ministry in my teens. And then, you know, I went through a phase where some of the leaders, the people I'd looked up to in my later teens, some of the people leading the churches I were involved in, had, you know, fallings, not necessarily moral, sexual ones, whatever, but and things like that weren't dealt with. And here's the point. I actually know, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, I backed away from church. I got burnt by church. I understand people who get burnt by church. And I got burned by church by watching the people, let's say the leaders who I trusted in, you know, fall apart, whatever. And I just want to encourage anybody, especially anybody younger, when you've looked up to somebody, you've thought, man, you know, it's not wrong to do that. Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, follow me as I follow Christ. You know, in some way as a leader, I want to be saying that to the people I have the privilege of leading or influencing. I want to say, guys, sometimes it's hard to follow Christ. Follow me and I'll follow Christ. And then when we see the people we're following fall or fail or come short, or we see them not living up to the mark, you know, especially for a lot of young people, that can really hurt people. And I want to be praying. It's funny, literally the day before this happened, I was recommending this ministry, this pastor and this church to somebody I know and love. And, you know, their daughter was in the city. This man has been ministering in. And I was saying, that's a great church. And I recommend you to go there. And here's my point, though, in saying this. I think, number one, whenever we see that, we should be praying for that person. We should be praying for the family of that person. We should be praying for their kids, their wife or husband, but usually wife. We should be praying for their church family, but it's also good and it's righteous that the body of Christ learns how to deal with these things. Again, it's the same comment I had about prophecy and politics or whatever. It's really important that we learn to deal with these things well. And at times people will come with, it's like we're so big on the grace dialogue that when a Christian leader falls into sin, that we only want to talk about grace. And the Bible says in John 1:15, Jesus comes full of grace and full of truth. And truth alone will kill you, but grace alone is not good. Grace needs to be mixed with truth, grace and truth. When you have grace and truth, you have the ministry of Jesus. So again, let's pray, but let's also, I actually really commend, and I was glad to see, again, I won't mention the name of the person, but the leader in Australia, a real man of God who took the step and stepped this younger leader down and dealt with it well. And I think we need that example setting as well in the body of Christ that says, if there's a problem, we won't hide it. We won't just deal with it internally. We will take the steps necessary to do that and help that person work through and truly be restored in a way that's real, not some pretense restoration that ends up with the person falling again. So yeah, it's difficult to watch those things and walk through those things. I've been involved in two or three of those situations in the last few years where I've been involved helping, trying to restore or oversee somebody who's struggled in ministry morally. And it is really hard. So pray for everybody involved. But again, especially, I just want to say that to any, you know, younger people, don't do what I did. Don't, you know, Jesus is real. And every leader you follow is imperfect. They are flawed. They're following Jesus too. And it's okay to be righteously indignatious at times and disappointed when you see somebody fall. But don't have your faith in any leader, including any political leader. Have your faith in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Boom. Amen. Well, what else is going on? So Thursday, I've had such a crazy busy week. I'm actually working from home today and I'm going to sit down after lunch and put the news on. I'm a sucker. In the background and just plow through a whole bunch of work. This coming weekend, I have an open-air event here in Sturbridge. I'm going to be preaching on Jesus the Healer here in Sturbridge on the Common at 1 p.m. Sunday morning, I'm going to be in my home church in Sturbridge Worship Center preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Do not miss that. Powerful thing. And then Sunday evening or Sunday late afternoon, I'm going to be in the beautiful Berkshires in the town of Otis speaking on hearing God's voice. 4 p.m. at Berkshire Christian Fellowship. So contact me for details there. Great. That's about all. Hey, I am again just cheering you on, blessing you wherever you're at with this thing. And I would encourage everybody to be praying. You know, pray for Arizona. I just heard just before coming on here, there was a bunch of armed people showing up at these one of these counting stations. And, you know, it's right that we want to stand up for justice, whatever, but it's important that this nation unifies. You know, we the people, it's important we're we the people, not us and them. So thank you guys for praying for that and blessing you today. So wherever you're at with this stuff, walk in peace, love those who you might disagree with, and we will win. That's a thing. You know, that's the last thought as well. But so often when we look at things like this politic things, we're having a win-lose or lose-win conversation. And do you know what? I don't think God wants the Republicans to win. And I don't think God wants the Democrats to win. I think God wants America to win. God wants you to win, me to win. He wants our kids to win. He wants every black person, white person, Asian person, British person, whatever, to win. And that should be, I believe, our message here on the earth. Boom. So guys, bless you. Thanks for watching. Drop me a line and good. I will hope to see you soon in the plan of God. Bye for now.